Radio Free Affinity Podcasting Network
takes pride in presenting Mercury
Radio
Theater.
Merry Mixmas all, or, you know, Merry Christmas. Excuse me. It is Mixmas Day, the seventh day, seventh and final day of Mixmas 2024. We have been doing a recursive Mixmas show going on 4 years now. I will explain what that means. Way back in 2013, I did my one and only Christmas show. And when I relaunched the show back in 2020, we had moved in 2021, and 2021 I started Mixmas Week, 7 days of fantastic new podcasts every day leading up to Christmas Day or Mixmas Day, and we've done that in 2021, 22, 23, and now 2024. What I did was I took that Christmas show from 2013, and starting in 2021, I added this little chat. I did that because that 2013 Christmas show was so good and so cute. There's really no way to top it. So I thought I would use this time to check in with you guys every Mixmas Day, send you the merriest of well wishes, if that's a thing. If you celebrate Mixmas or Christmas or, you know, Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa, all that other stuff. Whatever you celebrate, please enjoy today's show. But keep in mind, you are going to hear 5 separate show intros. 4 of them with this music, and then the real show from 2013. And now, quickly, to continue a tradition we started last year, I'm going to use this last bit to share with my children that there is one more gift for you girls. Your mother's about to hand them to you right now. They are green cards. I'm sorry, green light cards. You don't need a green card. You will be able to earn and spend your own money now. Congratulations. Get to work. Anyway, that's it. Mixmas 2024 in the books. Tune in Friday for a hour of power. But first, here's 2023's intro. Merry Mixmas, y'all. It is Mixmas Day. Some people know this as Christmas Day, 2023, and it is the Recursive Mixmas Part 2, Search for Spock. Here's how Recursive Christmas works. I did a Christmas episode co-hosted by my oldest daughter, Caroline, back in 2013, and then in 2021, what I did was I put a new intro at the beginning of that show. That was fun. And then in 2022, I put a new intro in front of 2021's intro in front of the 2013 show, which was even funner. Now, this year, I'm putting a new intro in front of the 2022 show, which was in front of the 2021 intro, which was in front of the 2013 intro. And we're going to keep doing that every year until I die, because I'm going to be doing Mixmas shows until I die. You're welcome. I'd also like to take this time to welcome a new family member to our Mixmas Day shows. That's my son, Chewbacca, who's also a dog. Merry Mixmas, Chewbacca. Oh, hey, how about that? Just like every year I do this Mixmas Day bullshit, the oil burner just kicked on. Oh, you know what? There is one big gift still left to give. So, girls and Chewy, in about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, pushing it or so, you guys will have a new sister. Sorry. In about 2 weeks or so, we're all going to have a PlayStation 4. And you can thank your Uncle Jesse for that, but you shouldn't call him Uncle Jesse because he's my cousin, so that couldn't make him your uncle. Anyway, enjoy Mixmas 2023, everybody. Enjoy Mixmas 2022's intro coming up right about now. Good morning, assholes, and here is your Christmas gift, your Mixmas gift, if you will, or even if you won't. It is your recursive Mixmas. What does that mean? Well, last year I shared with you the only Christmas Day show I ever did 8 years prior. So now that show is 9 years old. So last year I took that original Christmas show and I added a new introduction. And that's what we're going to do every year on Mixmas. We're going to go back to that show and add another introduction in front of the previous year's introduction. So this year you're going to get three introductions to the show. You're going to get the original one from 2012. You're going to get last year's from 2021. And you're going to get a new one that you're listening to right now here in 2022. So it is the recursive Christmas. We're going to keep adding to it every year. Why? Because I'm lazy and I think it's fun. I think it's cute. As you can hear, just like last year, the oil burner kicked in as I started recording. Anyway, that's it. This is your Mixmas gift. Merry Mixmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Diwali, Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating, please enjoy it with your friends and or family or just random strangers that you, I don't know, meet in an internet chat room. All right, that's enough of the 2022 intro. Let's go back to last year. Take it away, old me. Merry Mixmas, everyone, or Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, perhaps, or Diwali, Kwanzaa, any number of holidays you wish to celebrate this time of year. We're going to call it Mixmas, though. This is the seventh day of Mixmas, or it's Mixmas Day. I don't know. I didn't really plan out this holiday, but I podcasted every day this week, and here's your final gift. It's the last and first and last Christmas show I ever did back in 2013 with a very special guest host. So I hope you enjoy it. Reason why I'm doing this is because I was going to program a new show for today, and then I realized all the songs I was going to be using, it'd be almost the exact same show that I did 8 years ago. So what a gift for you to hear me with a guest host. It's very cute, very fun. I hope you enjoy it, and more importantly, I hope you enjoy your Christmas, your holiday, whatever you're celebrating today with your family and friends and loved ones, or even if you're spending it with an asshole like me. Enjoy the show, folks. Merry Christmas.
The following podcast is brought to you by Mercury Radio Theater and the Radio Free Philly Podcasting Network.
Well, it is Christmas today. Or tomorrow. Today. It'll be very confusing. Anyway, for Wednesday, December 25th, 2013, it's... Oh, darn. It's yeah, woo. And it's a first. It's Christmas. That's right, Caroline Jean. My co-host today is Caroline Jean. Say hi, Caroline.
Hi.
And say, what day is it today?
Santa.
No, what? Santa came last night. What day is it today?
Christmas.
And what do we say on Christmas? We say?
Ho, ho.
And we say?
Santa. Yeah.
How about Merry Christmas? Try that.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Louder.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll see you in the new year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
When I was growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was the Alvin and the Chipmunks album because we had it on LP. And you know what I'm talking about? The time is here. Remember that song? The little chipmunks are singing, and then there's that guy Dave going, "All right now, chipmunks, let's all." My brother and I had that on an LP. So what we would do is we would play that as slow on the slowest speed possible on the record player. So then it sounded like four normal monotone guys just singing this boring Christmas song, and then this demon from like the ninth level of traitors and murderers just screaming at them. And then it was so different. It was like, "Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer." Okay.
The end of
okay.
How many
okay.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Merry Christmas. cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Jarrell's. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
The mood is right, the spirit's
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's
so that's two. And then what's after that?
Boxing Day. Yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. Oh.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 240.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 240.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser. Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me 8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes,
6 packs of 245.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toes,
and a beer on one. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day. And welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Boy. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay, the song's donuts.
But I want.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You
could have
gone down
and get some presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy. That song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Right. Jones probe into Ethiopian non-war protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings when they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Finished.
This concludes another Mercury Radio Theater production from the Radio Free Fitting Podcasting Network.